Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Camplex employees to receive $90,000 in bonuses for long hours during International Pathfinder Camporee. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Camplex employees who worked long hours during the International Pathfinder Camporee will receive bonuses following approval from the Campbell County Public Land Board. The Gillette News Record reported the bonuses, totaling around $90,000, will go to both salaried and hourly workers. Salaried employees who didn't receive overtime will get a bonus equal to three times their weekly pay, estimated at about $66,000 overall. Hourly workers who did receive overtime and sometimes worked over 100 hours will receive smaller bonuses ranging from $250 to $500, totaling about $25,000. The bonuses will bring Camplex close to breaking even for hosting the event, which doubled Gillette's population on the campus. The board unanimously supported the bonuses, noting the extraordinary effort required, which was significantly greater than for past events like the National High School Finals Rodeo. However, there are concerns about fairness if the county matches these bonus, given that the workers from other local agencies also contributed to the event. Commissioner Kelly McCrary said that he talked to a commissioner who would like the county to match what the land board members gave as bonuses. But that carries the risk of appearing partial towards Camplex workers when workers from other local agencies, including the city, county, school district, and rec center, also worked at the event to varying degrees. McCrary said, "I don't know legally how we can pull this off and keep everyone from getting their feelings hurt, but we're going to try." Devil's Tower slammed by baseball-sized hail, closing the national park on Monday. Baseball-sized hail clobbered Devil's Tower National Monument on Monday as a powerful supercell formed in northeast Wyoming. According to Fox Weather, the National Weather Service reported significant damage to trees, buildings, campers, and vehicles caused by 2 3/4 inch hail and 54 mile per hour winds. The extreme weather moved directly over the Bear Lodge Ranger District of the Black Hills near Hewlett and Sundance in Crook County. The widespread storm damage led the National Park Service to close Devil's Tower for 2 days. The park reopened on Wednesday afternoon, according to park officials. Tim Davis, the owner of Devil's Tower Trading Post, said his business sustained about 20 broken windows and extensive mud accumulation from the hail that fell in front of the store. A 30-foot American flag positioned outside was also torn and devoid of any remaining stars. Davis said picnic tables flew out and landed in the parking lot, broken trees and all vegetation shredded. The National Weather Service said that the supercell then tracked east through the northern Black Hills and onto the plains of western South Dakota and continued to produce large hail, strong winds, and heavy rain before dissipating later in the evening, according to the National Weather Service. Isolated thunderstorms are possible each day through Friday. A few of the storms may produce hail and strong winds. Campbell County School District has announced, due to the wildfires in the area, all district schools will have a 2-hour delay today, except for those in Wright. They are now assessing the situation and will provide more information at about 8 a.m. Visit the Campbell County School District Facebook page for updates. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.